Hi guys. Welcome. Today I'll be talking about Ginny and Georgia, and I'm filming the Snap Story right now, so the people who are watching the Snap Story got a little sneak peek, you know? So I'm gonna be filming about Ginny and Georgia. Make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and I think that's it. That's all I'm supposed to say. Bye. It's your girl Denny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It's 6:45 p.m. the 9th of 2021. The 9th of May 2021. It's not Cinco de Mayo, but like, okay. So today I'll be talking about Ginny and Georgia. I genuinely just don't have time to rewatch it, but I mean, we could just pretend we're like gonna actually watch it. But I actually love Ginny and Georgia. Bridgerton, like, when Netflix released Ginny and Georgia and Bridgerton, I watched them like 10 times. So like, yeah, and right now I'm watching Miraculous and Ladybug and Tales of Cat Noir. And I just got a sneak peek of season 4, and I'm so excited because Marinette's voice got deeper, and they're making season 4 more based around teenagers because they see that teenagers watch more than little kids, so they're gonna, and she got a costume update, and the plot line is just obviously immaculate to me. Oh, and Shadow and Bone, that's so good. I'm actually reading the book right now. That one's fully go. Okay, anyways, let's get back to Ginny and Georgia. I've had to clear Ginny and Georgia off my history like 20 times. I've watched it 10 times, so am I mad about it? No, I'm not mad about it, guys. I have to watch the after party, but like, yeah, so obviously I would love to explain the dynamic to you, but if you want a full in-depth thing and have your own based opinions on it, that would be wonderful, because there's a lot of controversy based around the character Ginny, because people feel like she's very annoying. For sure, she is a very annoying character. I feel like we shouldn't have picked her as a protagonist. We should have picked Georgia as a protagonist. But going through Ginny's point of view, I mean, it's great. But Ginny as a character is just trash. Like, her love interest is freaking Marcus. What? Marcus? Why Marcus? Like, just why Marcus? Sorry about this fidgeting, but like, why Marcus? Anyways, I don't understand Ginny. Her mom opens up to her about her abuse situation with her stepdad, or her real dad. Yeah, I think her half-dad or something. And she just completely ignores it and decides to run away with Austin. And this is a very, like, complicated situation for Ginny. But honestly, if she wasn't so bratty, she would have had, like, a different point of view and seen how complicated her mom was. What her mom was doing to protect her because she loves her kids so much. But honestly, just because she was coming from a dark background, it was hard for her to adjust. But one thing I love about Georgia, she's a manipulative queen. We should search up what zodiac sign she is. I'm like that type of friend that I have to know your zodiac sign. George, what's her name? Georgia from Ginny and Georgia. Zodiac sign. What is Georgia? Paul Randolph is an Aries. What's her name? Fuller, Miss Fuller, Katharina, whatever. She's a Taurus. She does not act like a Taurus. Oh, Georgia is a Gemini? Cancer? Maddie is a Cancer. She's a crybaby. That's why she cried. Max is a Leo? I don't believe that. Because she's in episode one, she said their birthday was in December. So she's either Sagittarius or a Capricorn. So she can't be a Leo. Gabriel is a Virgo. We love our earth signs. Libra. Hunter's a Libra. He does not act like, actually, he kind of acts. She's a Scorpio. Why did I call that out? I said Jenny was a Scorpio. Yeah, it's because she's a Scorpio. No hate to Scorpios. No hate to Scorpios. Yeah. Anyways, well, yeah. So Jenny's a Scorpio. Paul is a Aries. We love Aries. I have an Aries best friend. She's Aries. She's vibing. Anyways, well, Georgia is. So we're gonna start off with Jenny. So Jenny is trying to fit into her high school clique and all that stuff, but then she meets Maxine, and Maxine is a very talkative person. She talks a lot. Like in the first scene with her, after the classroom scene, she talks like she's high on sugar. Like she goes, "Yeah, I love how Texas people just talk with an accent, and you make everything sound so, you know, pleasant." And I'm like, okay. I was overwhelmed by listening to Max's like speech. It was a bit much, but I understand why the writers put that in, because that was a very interesting character development purpose. Jenny is like this shy, I don't want to be here kid. And, yeah, she's, like, vibing. Actually, she's not vibing. She's kind of low-key depressed. So they go to get lunch, and she sees her mom on a date with, Paul Randolph, the mayor. And she's like, of course she's dating men. Like, we moved here for this man, because she thinks she knows her. So we blow past that, and then we meet Marcus. I don't understand why Marcus. Why Marcus Baker? Why Marcus? I'm curious what the writers were thinking. Why Marcus? Anyways, Marcus was a very complicated character. He surprised me every single time I watched the series and over again, and seeing like plot and character development from Marcus's character, you really don't see it, because you get to know him for the like first five episodes or so, and he builds a relationship with Jenny, but he's a douchebag at the same time. Yeah, that too. And then what else? Marcus gets in his accident, so we get to see that happen as well. But we really only get to see him care for only Jenny. I mean, that might be a good thing and a bad thing, because he might want to change for Jenny, but you can't just base your whole world around one person, because something might happen to that one person. So yeah, anyways, so you don't really see any character development with Marcus. Only him loving and learning to love Jenny, and him breaking other people's hearts. Poor mother of Marcus and Maxine. She has to deal with those twins. Like, I'm amazed by their mother every single day. Anyways, so we meet Marcus. He's wearing a t-shirt Wednesday. I don't understand why the costume designer picked that. Like, why Wednesday? I understand that it was like a cringy scene of him and Jenny. I don't understand why she's so cringy. She just wants to fit in. She's like, yeah, totally. I know that. I know the band Wednesday. And then she goes, they have that one song. That one song. What, Jenny? I'm interested. What song? Because I'm pretty sure they don't have a song. I made it up. You liar. You liar. That's all I have to say. You liar. Anyways, so we got that from the first episode. You know, the thing that they kind of throw in there, they throw a bunch of like things in there. And this is the beginning of Ginny and Georgia. And they're just throwing a bunch of like abused Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, emotional, mental health, college applications, and dad stuff, detective stuff, money problems. We're throwing all of that in there into making Ginny and Georgia. How are we going to finish all these plot lines up when we have a bunch of things to do in season one? I'm interested because on the finale, they don't really base. So from episode, I want to say episode one to episode six, it's kind of chill. But when that guy, Gabriel, when he walks in, every dynamic of Georgia's is all worry about about Gabriel, because remember, Maddie comes in and then everything just changes over there because the finale of episode 9 or episode 10, whatever that episode was, we're only based about Ginny's uncomfortability with Georgia and Paul and her taking Austin with her, I'm guessing to her dad Zion. And don't forget, Zion also came. He's also a complicated character. So they bring him in, blah blah blah. So I think they were just throwing a bunch of stuff in there to see where it went and to see people's reaction. And people's reaction was, I hate Jenny. Like, everyone just hates Jenny. We love Georgia. We stan Georgia. But yeah, anyways, they try to bring, I'm still confused who that girl who told Georgia, when you get a B, you stink first, blah, blah, blah. I think she's gonna be a very important person in season two. So yeah, and Kenny's wife, ex-wife. Yeah, we're gonna see, I think we're gonna see a bit of her in season two, so I'm excited because she's also a very important person who plays into this scenario of Ginny and Georgia. So yeah, we grow on Max. We kind of just throw in high school drama with abusive parents, with Black Lives Matter, with Asian Lives Matter, with crime shows, with just a bunch of stuff. I'm overwhelmed by watching this show because I'm pay attention to detail. That's why I don't watch shows that often, because I just tend to pick off like certain scenarios and plot lines and stuff. So yeah. Who else? Who else? Oh, justice for Joe. Justice for Joe. That's all I ask. Justice for Joe. Joe deserves better than what he got. Joe deserves better. Justice for Joe. Justice for Joe. Honestly, I'm just too tired to actually talk. Anyways, Joe was an amazing character. I'm so sad for him that he had to realize that he fell in love with Georgia in episode 9 and 8. And it was a very sad scene for me when he realized those sunglasses were Georgia's and that he gave it to him. That was a very heartwarming scene. Anyways, yeah, Ginny is a very complicated character. Anyways, oh, justice for Abby too. Abby's my sis. Abby's my sis. I don't know why Max had to get mad at her at the end, because she was only trying to look out for her and be like, you know, our friends already suffer. I'm just gonna quickly finish this up because I have food. So yeah. Anyways, all these characters are great. I love the dynamic with Zion and the temptation of the like love triangle with Paul, Joe, Zion, and Georgia. Like, that's like a triple triangle. So yeah. Anyways, I love that she has that dynamic to deal with, but she doesn't know that Joe likes him her yet. So that's also something to deal with. And I love that each episode there's like a different problem with Georgia, 'cause one episode she's in a funk and she's sick and blah blah blah. She needs a day off. And everyone's dealing with their own problems. Oh, and that thing with Austin's dad. Georgia was about to say something. She was about to say, she was about to say something to Austin, but Austin's like, "I know dad's really not a wizard." But she was like, "Austin, your dad's really," and he said, "Yeah, I know he's really not a wizard." And she's like, "Yeah." So there's something out going on with Austin's dad and Ginny. I just call her Georgina because, no, wait. Yeah, Janine. Yeah, I call her Janine because she's so annoying. I'm like, not Ginny, Janine. So, yeah. Anyways, think I've touched on a bunch of stuff. I throwed in the bunch of waves with Padma and Joe. Padma deserves justice, my dude. He should get with one of those douchebags, a part of the group, and Samantha. Samantha. I don't even know. Samantha, take a break. I'm just gonna simply tell you. And when she says I'm living in a Crest commercial, I've never seen a Crest commercial in my life because I have an ad blocker on my laptop, and that's all I watch, my laptop. So, what's a Crest commercial, Jenny? Explain to me what that is. Okay. Yeah, that's literally all I have to say. Hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe because if you guys want me to do these review thingies, I would love to because I love Shadow and Bone, the Selena the series, Ginny and Georgia, of the bunch of controversy, Bridgerton, all those lovely shows that Netflix brought out this spring. So, yeah. Oh, and the Hype House show. They canceled season two for Ginny and Georgia because of the stupid Hype House show. Who else is mad about that? I'm not excited. Like, when it comes out, I'm going to react all 10 episodes because it better be somewhat decent if they had to cancel like shit six good decent shows because of this stupid Hype House show no one asked for because of this. I can't. Anyways, bye.